I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale. Today I'm joined by Yava Engel, who is the Executive Director of the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. Hello, Yava.
Hello, Lisa.
So we've got so much to talk about today because I really want to hit on right now the shelter is, we call it full for fall, but it's full of felines right now. Last check I had was 151 cats in care of OAHS. And that goes up and goes down as people adopt and kitty cats get brought in. But that's a lot of cats right now. So tell me how that's affecting the shelter.
That's a lot of cats. And we have a lot of cats in foster care as well. And it's impacting shelter purely from workflow standpoint. And that is just very, very busy. As we're taking in new cats, we're struggling finding a spot for them on the adoption floor. So it's disrupting our operations that way.
In addition to the fact that there are so many kitties that are in not only the OAHS, but also Nina is full with felines right now. Recently, and I hate to bring it up because, you know, it's one of those things that people go, oh, no, but there was a virus that was in the kitten population of OAHS. Can you tell me a little about that?
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, we did have one kitty at the shelter who passed away from panleukopenia, and we had one kitty who was in foster care pass away from panleukopenia. And so being that it's a very, very contagious illness and can be very dangerous for especially kittens under 5 months of age, we immediately enacted our protocol for how to deal with an outbreak of this sort because it can spread extremely, extremely fast. Other shelters have had it as well, and we have had in the past. But Dr. Laura, our wonderful staff veterinarian, did an immediate risk assessment of all the cats that could have potentially been exposed to those two cats and enacted a plan where some of the kitties now have been quarantined in the back of the building. They are not available for adoption just yet. So they'll be in quarantine for 2 weeks. And then we also have cats that we know were not in contact at all with those two kitties that are all fully vaccinated. All our cats are fully vaccinated for panleukopenia. Right. So they are available on the adoption floor. So it's fewer kitties right now available for adoption, but please come check them out. They're wonderful cats. And now that there are fewer cats on the adoption floor, they actually get more space in the galleries. So it's a great exercise area for them.
That is good. So when we talk about, and I'm not even going to try to say it because every time I try to say that virus, I say it wrong. So it is to cats as parvo is to dogs, correct?
That's correct, yes. Okay. And that's how contagious it is too, yeah.
It's very contagious. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that can be, as you said, detrimental to a kitten. So you've had to deal with that on top of having so many cats that are in foster care that, and cats just keep coming in.
Sure, sure.
You've got a wait list of people that really need you to be able to take their cats. So this affects that as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. We are still taking in strays though, because we're contracted with multiple municipalities, including Oshkosh, of course, for taking in stray animals. So we're still honoring all of those. However, the surrenders, owner surrenders, we're currently waitlisting temporarily just so we can get this under control. And then we'll be reaching out and scheduling those surrenders as well.
So the virus aside, you do have some wonderful cats that are ready to be adopted. So they're on the adoption floor. People can come check them out. But also, how do you, maybe you're interested in one of them that's in foster care. How do you find out about those?
If they are kittens who are ready to be coming back from foster care, you can definitely reach out to our foster coordinator, Nikita, at OAHS.org. Or you can just keep your eye open online which kitties are available for adoption, and then we can facilitate that as well.
And how much does it cost to adopt a kitty?
Well, we have no fees to adopt kitties. However, we do ask us that you reimburse us for the microchip, and for the city license if you are living in city of Oshkosh, and then also for the rabies shot. So that ends up, without the license, it's $45. With license, it's $50.
And, you know, that's that's minimal compared to some of the things mm-hmm. that I have seen. You know, I've been interested in a dog and it's been $500 mm-hmm. to adopt the dog or whatever. So, you know, that is very low. And I hope that you get a lot of people coming in, you know, finding their forever, their purr ever friend, their purr ever friend.
I love this. I had never thought of that before. I need to incorporate that somehow.
So what's the process for adopting a cat?
The process is very simple. What we ask you to do is just come to the shelter during our open hours. So it's Tuesday through Friday between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. and then Saturdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check out the kitties, explain to our staff, our adoption counselors are available to show you the kitties, and then we matchmake, so they want to find the best fit for your household. So please feel free to explain to them what you're looking for personality-wise, what other animals you have in the home, and what you are looking for. Do you want a lap cat, or are you fine with maybe a more aloof cat, which one of my cats is very aloof, and that's just how she is. But then once you've met the kitty, you can fill out the application form right there, and then typically within next day, 24 hours, our adoption counselors reach back out with an update on the application, and then we schedule pickup, and that's that.
And that's the, and you have a new that's forever
right.
friend.
That's right. New forever friend, yes.
Forever friend. Yeah, but it's always a pleasure to have you here because, number one, you know the Oshkosh Area Humane Society is close to my heart. I've gotten yes. many of my animals from there. But also, the work that you do for the community is important because we do have some stray cats and some stray mm-hmm. animals in the community, and you guys are the ones who helped care for those. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, we take in about, I would say, around 700 stray animals from city of Oshkosh alone a year, so...
I thought you were going to say a month, and
no. Talk about being full for a fall.
Yava Engel from the Oshkosh Area Humane Society, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
This is Valley Focus on WISS.